It's Texaco time with Fred Allen. Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Texaco Star Theater, starring Fred Allen, with Fred's guest, James Melton, Portland Hoffa, Falstaff Openshaw, the Texaco Workshop Players, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking for Texaco, and here to tell you that that car of yours may have more miles of service left than you realize. By a new OPA ruling, a car must be driven 60,000 miles before it's considered unserviceable. Actually, countless cars have gone 100,000 miles or more with proper care. Keep yours rolling with the care that makes cars last. Regular lubrication and maintenance by your Texaco dealer. Ladies and gentlemen, this week New York suffered a combination cold wave and coal shortage. We bring you now a man who has been rehearsing all day in an unheated studio. He's the first radio comedian to be frozen in his job. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Jimmy, you're not kidding about this cold wave. I bought an Esquire at a newsstand yesterday, and it was all lumpy.
Your Esquire was lumpy?
The Vaga girl had goose pimples, Jimmy. But it sure has been cold. Coming down Broadway the other night, I saw a man lying on the sidewalk, and beside the man, there was a large cake of something that looked like fog, you see?
Now, do you mean that the cold...
The cold. The man had exhaled, Jimmy. His breath had frozen and dropped down on the sidewalk in a lump, you see? Well, this big lump was there. He couldn't inhale it, so he had collapsed. Well, we thawed out his breath, rolled the man over, pushed the breath back up in his nose, and he got up and walked away, Jimmy. You could smell gravel on his breath from the sidewalk, but he was all right.
Well, which day last week do you think was the coldest, Fred?
Well, I would say offhand Wednesday. Jimmy. I went into Lindy's restaurant and ordered a herring. When the waiter set the plate down in front of me, the herring looked up and said, "Don't take the onion off me till you have to, brother. I'm freezing." And that's the way it went all week. Well, Portland, we will. You're just in time to augment the frigid drivel, Portland. Jimmy, that's the trouble with radio. Thursday, it's cold. You write a lot of cold jokes. Sunday, it's nice and warm. The jokes don't make sense. Jimmy and I have been talking about the cold wave.
Well, it was cold, all right.
You had some humorous experiences, I hope.
Yes. One day, Mama went to the butcher's for some meat.
Uh-huh.
When Mama took out her ration book, it was so cold, the red coupons turned blue.
The red coupons turned blue, huh? Well, when you've got a blue point, what have you got?
An oyster?
That would be the answer on the Phil Baker show, yes. But when you've got a blue point on our program, you've got the place where the elbow sticks out in a sailor's sleeve. That's the blue point, Portland. Did the cold cause any other havoc among your relatives?
My Uncle Phil's head has corners on it.
Oh, how come?
Uncle Phil had water on the brain, and it cubed up on him.
Cubed up on him. Well, that takes care of the cold wave, Portland. We'd better get along down to Allen's Alley.
Have you a question for tonight?
Oh, yes, I have a question. This past week, you know, the government started a drive to collect 2 million tons of waste paper urgently needed as a vital war material. And so our question tonight is, what are you doing about the waste paper drive?
Shall we leave for the alley?
Well, why not? We can't stay here. Well, Portland, at long last, here we are back in Allen's Alley.
I wonder if the same people still live here.
Gosh, I don't know. Since last summer, in this first house, there's a new name, Mr. Hollister. Let's... I can see through the door. There's something's going to happen here. Let's see who Mr. Hollister is.
Yes, yes, what is it?
Mr. Hollister, how do you feel about this waste paper drive?
Paper drive? My wife cleaned out the house. She gave away my whole library, 200 racing forms. Yeah, I'm a waiter. She gave away all my dickies. Now I gotta enamel my chest.
Gosh.
On account of the waste paper drive, I'm being deported.
Deported? Why?
My wife gave away my first papers.
Gave away your first papers?
Yeah, now I am an immigrant again. I'll be the same.
Well, Mr. Hollister won't be with us long, I don't imagine. Well, let's see what Mrs. Nussbaum has to say.
No.
Well, where is Mrs. Nussbaum?
Mrs. Nussbaum is in Pennsylvania. Could be Philadelphia.
Well, what takes it to Philadelphia? Relatives?
No, Sinatra.
Well, the alley is sure full of new faces. Sure full of new faces. I use the word faces loosely in this instance. We've got faces, if you can find them, in that muff. The name on this door says Samson South.
Hello, can I come in?
No, wait a minute. I'm coming in. You live here.
Oh, well, stand still. Quit going around. You're making me dizzy.
Oh, boy, are you stiff.
With the load I've got, I should have a trailer.
Are you doing anything about this paper drive?
Oh, a Boy Scout troop came around asking for paper, and I says, come in, boys, help yourselves.
Yes, and the Boy Scouts took all of your paper?
Everything. They even tore the labels off all my bottles.
Your bottle labels?
Yeah, I can't see what I'm drinking no more.
Really?
For 2 weeks every day, I've been drinking a quart of Carbona.
Well, hasn't drinking a quart of Carbona a day affected you?
Frankly, yes.
How?
Well, before, when I got tight, I always saw leopards.
And since you've been drinking Carbona?
I still see leopards.
Yes?
But the leopards don't have any spots on them.
Well, that brings us to... That brings us to the last house in the alley.
Bonsoir, all. Come see, come saw. Falstaff's here with la-di-da.
Don't tell me you're back tonight toting more porn.
Oh, yes. Have you heard, as I turned to look at Conrad Nagel, she scraped the cream cheese off my bagel?
No, I don't think so.
Or, said the buttonhole to the little button, if it wasn't for me, you couldn't do nothing.
No.
Or perhaps, since she polished the floor with Johnson's wax, Mother goes round with a pillow in her slacks.
Now wait. Falstaff, tonight we have been mulling over the waste paper drive.
Precisely why I am here. I have garnished a rondo.
Garnished a rondo, eh? What is your paper poem called?
Gather your waste paper.
How does it go?
Gather your waste paper. Turn it in today. You can help to shorten the war, to end the fray. Your wrapping paper, newspaper, your cardboard and your tissue, the contents of your wastebasket will help decide the issue. Napkins, towels, magazines, Esquire, Look and Life, confetti, bundle, writing paper can terminate the strife. For tons of our waste paper, a service we will render. In exchange, we'll get one note that reads, unconditional surrender.
Thank you, Falstaff. Thank you. And as Falstaff donates his script to the waste paper drive, we turn to Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. Maestro Al Goodman, because he has the music handy, has asked Hi-Lo Jack, etc., to sing Shoo Shoo Baby. The kids oblige.
Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. You better be off to sleep. You better be counting sheep. Just close your eyes, don't you worry, please. When papa's sailing on the seven seas. Shoo, baby. Shoo, shoo, baby. Bye, bye, baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. So don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Bye, 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 baby. Papa's sailing off to make us all free. So shoo, baby, don't cry, baby. Shoo, shoo, baby, bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Hilo, Jack, and the Dame. And here's Jimmy Wallington, who says he has the answer to a question millions are asking. What is the question, oh, wise one?
It's what every motorist is wondering. How long will my car run before it's worn out? Well, the answer is in a recent ruling of the OPA that a car must be driven 60,000 miles before it can be considered unserviceable. And for most of us, that means there's lots of life in that old car yet, if we give it the Texaco care that makes cars last. So go to Texaco for regular changes of insulated Havoline motor oil to protect your car's motor against excessive wear, systematic Texaco Marfax chassis lubrication to protect the 40 danger points of your car's chassis, and a thorough Texaco checkup, stem to stern, on every vital part. Yes, make your car last by seeing your Texaco dealer regularly. It's his job to keep him running.
That was Pistol Packin' Mama. Mr. Goodman only had time for one shot. Didn't hardly get the pistol up before she put it down again. Well, all right, Portland, move those chairs out of the way now. Our guest is going to be here any minute.
Who's coming tonight?
Well, Orson Welles was supposed to be here, but Orson is sick tonight. He's indisposed. A little cold germ had the audacity to go into Orson Welles' chamber unannounced. This germ did.
What happened?
Why, they have four doctors up there trying to save the germ. Orson had it in a corner, so there'll be no Orson around tonight. Our guest is James Melton, Portland. Jimmy is singing at a concert at the Metropolitan tonight, but he's kind enough to rush up here between numbers to help us out.
Wasn't Mr. Melton on your program all summer?
Oh, yes. He'll probably fall all over me when he gets here. You know, I gave James Melton his start in radio. Now, he may be a big Metropolitan star today, but he'll never forget his old friend. You wait and see the reception he'll give me. Ladies and gentlemen, meet James Melton. Here we are, back together.
I don't seem to place you.
Remember me, the man who gave you...
That's right. I didn't recognize you there.
Major, now look. The major has one big bag under his vest. The difference. I'm Fred Allen.
I associate that name with hunger.
Yes, you know. You know, today you're a big star radio.
Don't be downhearted far for a man with no talent.
Well, girls, Lily Pons, with whom can I go out on radio?
Well, you've got Ma Perkins and Merton Marge.
Chair. Well, Jimmy, hanging around. Now you're back at the Metropolitan.
I really think opera has more drama.
Name any opera. I think I sing but Duffy's Tavern with Hot...
I don't know, but opera has Luther...
Oh, well. ...de la Lammermoor. Lean backwards. What is...
I wouldn't know. I just got here. I don't... I was a man who falls in love with Venus. He can't make up his mind to go back...
...or leave it. $54 question. I tell you, Jimmy, radio everything. Radio even has sponsors of this program. The Texas Company sponsor the opera all season.
That's right.
And that'd be a great favor.
I'd be glad.
Now, if you could fix it for it, maybe we could sing at the Met...
...with
the commercials. Well, why not? I'll show you. Meister...
Yes,
this is Mr. Melton.
Si, si.
Mr. Melton, I see.
Si, si.
Mr. Goodman, please.
Texaco. Fill up your tanks too. Fill up today with Texaco.
Hello, use Texaco.
And when you've got Texaco.
How did you like my little...
Well, friend, that wasn't Rigoletta. That was Rigamore.
Well, I guess you may be right, Jimmy. I think perhaps we...
Well, I don't know about that, but how'd you like to hear Vesti la Giuba from Pagliacci?
All right, Mr. Goodman, please.
Non so più quel che dico, quelle che faccio. Eppure dopo, forza, forse non... Tu sei pagliaccio. Vesti la giubba e la faccia in fa. La vaga è ritua. Applaudirò tra muta in l'oasi lo sposa un po' or fiole si inchiedono
was wonderful, Jimmy.
Thank you, Fred.
How'd
you like it?
I did. I liked it very much, Jimmy. You know, as you stood there singing, I couldn't help but think how close I came to having a voice like yours.
Why, really? Jimmy. How was that, Fred?
Jimmy, years ago, I had hopes. I, too, studied for the opera.
And what happened?
This is my story, Jimmy. It all started back home in Boston. I was about 18 years old. I had gone to a Halloween party. Well, along about 10 o'clock, I heard a little fellow say...
Hey, let's quit talking for apples, kids. Let's have some singing.
Yeah, a song.
Let's say, whom can we get to sing?
Well, how about Freddie Allen?
Yeah, Allen.
What do you say, Freddie?
Oh, shucks. I can't sing, fellas. Oh, shucks.
Oh, come on, Freddie.
Yeah, just one song.
Well, all right, fellas. Something told me this was going to happen. Lucky I brought my music stand, my pitch pipe, and my teacher along with me tonight.
Yeah, lucky I brought the piano. I'll play it for you, Freddie.
Quiet, please.
Put on the skillet, put on the lead. Mammy gonna make a little toast and bread. That ain't all he's gonna do. Mammy gonna make a little coffee too. Mammy little baby loves chocolate bread. Mammy's little baby loves chocolate bread.
That song started all of my trouble, Jimmy. When I finished singing, a strange-looking woman with a lorgnette, two pigeons in her hair, and open-toed button shoes sent me her card. Well, the next afternoon I called. As I came in the door, she said...
I heard you sing at the party last night.
Yes, miss.
I am Madame Del Sarte.
Madame Del Sarte?
Yes, I teach music and voice.
Oh, yes, madam.
Oh, you have a wonderful voice, Fred Allen. What was that song you sang last night?
Mammy, little baby, love talking, talking.
Oh, yes, divine. You have tone, resonance, and timbre. There's only one thing.
Yes, Madame Del Sarte?
Your voice is up in your nose.
Oh.
If I can get your voice down in your mouth, you will be another Phil Harris.
You
You mean I can actually sing like Phil Harris?
Yes, it means work, child, work. You'll have to study and study hard.
Well, Jimmy, I studied for 2 years. And then one day, Madame Del Sarte said...
Success! At last, Fred Allen, your voice is out of your nose and down in your mouth. Let me hear you sing.
Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread.
Ma, magnifique. There is nothing more I can teach you. I am sending you to Professor Locatelli in New York. Good luck, Fred Allen.
Well, I gave up my job, Jimmy, and went to New York City. Professor Locatelli was the janitor at Carnegie Hall. His studio was in the cellar. I lit a match and found the door.
So what, city, so what can I do for you?
Well, I'm Fred Allen. Madame Del Sarte wrote you, I think, about me.
Oh, see, see, see. You are the poor man's Nelson Eddy.
Thank you, Professor Locatelli.
Quiet, quiet. The first time I'm going to try your voice. You sing something for Professor Locatelli.
Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread.
I'm going to put that to Cagito. What a voice! What a voice! There's only one thing.
Yes, Professor?
Your voice, she's down in your mouth. We're going to push him up to the nose. Now, please, sir, you take off your glasses. Professor Locatelli's going to go to work.
Well, for 8 years I studied, Jimmy, and then one night Professor Locatelli said...
Sangora patata cagita, at last we are finished. The voice, she's a backup in the north. Sing, Fred Allen.
Mammy's little baby loves snorting, snorting. Mammy's little baby loves...
Well, at last I was ready for my debut, Jimmy. Professor Locatelli sent me to a booking agent. As I opened the door of his office in the Strand building, the agent said...
You're going places, Allen. Professor Locatelli told me all about you. You're going to be bigger than John Charles or Thomas.
You think so?
I got a big radio job for you, Allen.
Radio?
Yeah, you sing a big solo. There's a chorus behind you. Grab your hat. Let's go.
Mammy, little baby, love, snorting, snorting.
Well, you can imagine how I felt, Jimmy. After 10 years of work, my big opportunity had come. I was going to sing a solo with a big chorus behind me. As we came in the door of the radio studio, the musical director rushed up to us.
Oh, you brought Mr. Allen, Barney.
Yeah, this is Lynn Hurry, Allen.
Here's your music, Mr. Allen. The chorus is ready. We're going right on the air.
Do I sing now?
No, no, not now, Mr. Allen. The background voices start the number.
Oh, yeah.
And then they stop and you sing the big solo part.
The big solo part?
Yes. Now, stand by, everybody. We're going on the air.
Do I sing now?
No, not now. Quiet.
The name of this soap is Lifebuoy. The name of this soap is Lifebuoy. The name of this soap is Lifebuoy. It stops
now, Alan.
Theater, I want to thank James Melton for saving our show tonight. Now, next week, our guest will be Orson Welles, I hope. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have some pleasant Christmas news for the more than 5,000 Texaco employees who are now in the armed forces throughout the world, many of whom hear this show by shortwave. First, I would like to wish every one of you a Merry Christmas and a victorious New Year. And with this wish, Texaco is sending a $50 war bond to every employee of the Texas Company and its subsidiaries who is in the armed forces as of this Christmas. And now, just another message from Jimmy Wallace.
America is in the midst of a total fuel shortage. Oil, coal, and gas are all short. In coal especially, reserves are at a dangerous low. Every bit of fuel you can save will help. So check your furnace to make sure it's working correctly. Keep your house at no more than 65 degrees during the day and lower at night. When possible, don't heat rooms you don't use. Pull down the shades every evening to conserve heat. And if you can, install storm windows and insulation. Lost heat means lost fuel. And all the coal, oil, and gas you save will make America stronger.
Right you are, Jimmy. This is Fred Allen speaking for Texaco dealers from coast to coast, inviting you to tune in again next Sunday night and to drive in at any time. Remember, you're welcome. Thank you.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. show. What a fight.
What a fight.
Yes, we really hit our target on time. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Look out below, we're coming in
on a wing and a prayer.
And here's Jimmy Wallington to tell you how an ordinary lead pencil can become one of the most powerful weapons we on the home front can wield against the Axis. Jimmy?
Take a pencil and jot down your income, the money that comes into your home each month. Below it, write your outlay, the money it costs you to live. Figuring that out is easier now, for the new pay-as-you-go income tax enables us all to budget our monthly expenditures much more exactly than before. Figure out what extra money you'll have left over from each payday, and then put that extra money into war bonds through a regular savings plan at your bank or savings and loan association. Figure it out for yourself. Work it out to the penny, and then put every extra penny to work in war bonds.
This is James Melton. Thanks for joining us, folks, in Music for America. And I'm hoping you'll all be in the Texaco Star Theater with us again next Sunday night, along with Joan Roberts, Al Goodman's orchestra, the Texaco Star Singers, Jimmy Wallington, and me. See you Sunday. Texaco dealers from coast to coast invite you to tune in the Texaco Star Theater with James Melton next Sunday and to drive in at any time. Remember, you're welcome. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.